I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back to Law Crime.
Got to say, it's today, boys. Positivity, you know. Positivity, all the love, all the goodness. Bit of a celebration. Usually, this was our videos of, you know, we listen and we don't judge. But today, we don't even have to do anything that bad because it's all, you know, today was about. What's the taste topic again? It was your most positive Warhammer experience. All of us lot here are literally employed to talk about Warhammer, so we have very positive experiences with it all the time. Maybe we should start with just us four going around. Andy, would you like to, what's like a few positives of Warhammer that you've experienced over the years?
I don't know if it's like, I haven't like had a thought about ranking it, but one thing that was good was the other week I went to Chris Peachy Peach's PeachCon, and that was really nice seeing everyone. Like, it's its second year. It was for this year, people could turn up and get entry, or they could be Patreons. And it was a really nice, like, everyone pitched in. There was a great community about it. It wasn't exclusively Warhammer, but there was obviously a lot of Warhammer people. And I think for me it was a case of, like, every time I get to hang out with people in the community, that's great. Also, I think our trip to Ireland was great, just like all the boys together smooching in the back rooms and just having a good time.
I don't remember that
being
part.
Positive.
I do. Yeah, we put something in your drink, Hal. Yeah, don't worry.
Jesus, that's dark.
Yeah.
And
on that note, Eli, and
if you're a good little boy and go to bed on time, the Rowindell Fairy will pay you a visit.
And on that note, Eli, your most positive moment?
Well, probably assaulting Hal.
I said people are saying clip that right now. Wow, that's crazy.
I have a decent amount of, like, good long-lasting friendships from Warhammer, of people I met when I was like 10 years old, and I'm still friends with them. I still play Warhammer with them. When I was a little kid, it was a really great community to be a part of, to go play in my local game store, meet a lot of people and just play games, lots, and have lots of fun. Lots of tournaments, lots of good memories there. The like big apocalypse games were always cool. When it'd be like 10, 15 people playing one big giant Warhammer game, those are always awesome. Yeah, it was a nice, like, special interest to have as a junior high nerdy kid. It was great, and it still is quite great.
Colin, please share.
I hate to kind of go with the crowd on this one, but, you know, I just mean meeting a lot of cool people. You fellas, you know, that's been great. You know, this Lore Crimes is wonderful. Meet other people, you know, I went on a couple trips with, you know, Arthur Bones and McCrack Duck and Mishmash there too. That was fun. Yeah. And, you know, just other people, like, a couple times meeting people. It was like, I used to watch you. Like, you know, when Cody, I say used to, I still do, like, Cody Bonds was on. Don't know how the fuck I pulled that one out still without kind of just sitting in the corner giggling over, like, holy fucking shit. I don't know. I'd be here doing that with you. It has been wonderful for that.
Oh, I'm still shocked at how tall Bricky is in person as well. That's crazy stuff. I didn't realize he'd be that, you know, that huge, you know. I kind of have two answers. Again, not like one for the... Actually, we'll be sharing loads throughout the episode. We've got everyone
We'll be sharing loads, all right, buddy.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Making me blush. We'll say thank you, everyone, who in the Discord particularly as well, because a lot of your responses Yeah, a lot of them.
Join the Discord.
You know, it's amazing. Go join the Discord if you want. We're going to be sharing all that throughout the episode. I would say I have kind of two, which is a general one, which is like I would say Warhammer scratches a certain itch in the sense of, you know, like something is either like super highbrow all the time, but like you're not in the mood. Warhammer's all that thing where like it can be that, and then it can also just be grown men yelling while they throw themselves at you know, aliens that go faster because the speed paint is red. You know, like it's stupid, but then it's also full of incredible depth. So I would say Warhammer in itself is a pretty, you know, again, I came from another franchise of liking things like Star Wars or Elder Scrolls or like loads of other lore things. I've probably been into it, and then it just doesn't, nothing else competes like Warhammer does for that. And then I do have the same answer everyone else, which is like you get lots of very nice people too. Luckily, it's the Warhammer's a nice community where like everyone's in on the joke, if you know what I mean. Like no one is really malicious other than people who represent certain architectural things. I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, certain amount of generally
the lightning stripes just mean they really like AC/DC.
Yeah, not starting any beef or anything, but as in, like, you know, everyone's cup of tea, whatever it is. But as in, like, most people are generally, like, not many people are dickheads, which is quite nice. And then, yeah, generally, like, it's one of the things where, like, I feel Warhammer people are more, like, in lots of other things, it can be quite, like, you know, like, oh, you know, if you didn't know that thing, or, like, you know, basically, there's a lot, there could be a lot of, you know, someone knows more than someone else sort of thing. But in Warhammer, no, like, there's four of us who do this for a living. There are people who most definitely know more than us. Like, it's just so, like, in a sense of, you know, there's
all three of them.
Yeah, like, they're like, even when we do these quizzes, you can tell, like, we all have, like, basically, we're all good at, like, either one certain thing. So, as in, there's no, like, lording over people for it.
When we went to the Warhammer Fest quiz and we're like, ah, oh, they stole our idea, we'll do the quiz. And then it was us and Warrior Tier was a bit further forward. It was us and Ed being like, I have no idea what the answer to this question is. We were just there like, what the hell's going on? We know about Warhammer. Why can't we answer any of these questions? It was quite embarrassing.
Sometimes you get hit with, what is the serial number of the first Eldar model for a wave serpent ever produced? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's go with 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think a lot of it is like, you know, with Warhammer, there's always someone who knows more than you. So no one can... And everyone is at some point, even now, like just a complete noob in one area. So, which means there's always more to learn about it, which makes it fun. There's probably too much Warhammer, to be honest. But like, let's be honest. But, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving. It's not perfect by any means. But if it was perfect, then I think it would be more imperfect in a sort of bizarre way. But yeah, I just, you know, lots of cool people. We're all conjoined together to like this really weirdly, this really weirdly cool thing. So yeah, love it. We do. Again, thank you everyone who joined the Discord, because we have lots of your amazing comments, because we asked you the exact same question and we're going to go through them and, well, let's just see what we've got. It'd be a surprise, I think, to a few of them, but we're going to go ahead and read on. This is my terrible gameplay from ages ago, so please judge away. I was rusty once again. I think we'll start with Colin, because it's, I think, the first few are more up your alley.
All right,
the first one is by Mailman.
I need to not look at give a Fred or someone from Aqua Teen Hunger Force jump in the goddamn for an air conditioner.
I can't even hear what you're saying anymore.
What is he talking about?
Whatever Eli said, whatever the
heck. Oh, yeah, Fred from Scooby-Doo banging the cheese stack or whatever it was called.
What is going on? Move on.
Everything, that cheese sandwich thing, everything reminds me of her, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just fine. Yeah, it's like Fred humping. What's that, like an egg?
I miss her.
I don't know, bro. What is it called, Andy? Tell the chat what it's called. What we're sending.
It's called.
I am so lonely.
Warrior Tier told me to go to this place where they serve chopped cheese. They're in America.
All the other mean creators fear me.
And for, And for like a month, they're going to be in London. Yeah. So he's like, dude, out of the blue, like, dude, get a chopped cheese. I'm like, what the hell is
this? What is going on? I'm having an aneurysm. Like,
Chet, look up a chopped cheese and tell me it doesn't make you act up.
All right. Eli needs to be in the doghouse.
Anytime I see a beef sandwich.
wife has been gone for one day and I'm already in the already feeling it.
Jesus Christ.
I will now read the first segment.
Go for it.
Oh, mailman, Horace Heresy hater, real, so nice. Real.
Good I'm already man. Off good to man. A
great start.
Send suspicious mail to the Horace Heresy.
I think it would actually be my first spearhead game. I was playing against one of my teachers in our tabletop after school club. I was playing Skaven. He was playing Flesh Eater Courts, two real armies. Hmm. We had the rules, but we didn't have any of the cards like objectives and the Gyron Twist, which meant that by the end, we barely had any models left and called it a draw. I think we also had pizza in our final session. It was a pretty fun time. That
was nice.
Sounds like a very nice way to get into Warhammer and, you know, yeah. A nice core memory to have for it. Very
nice. Is it offered in schools now? That would be crazy.
Some schools have, like, tabletop clubs and yeah, Warhammer is cool. Included
in that. I would kill for that as a kid. Oh, I want to wedge in one of my own again. Sorry, they gave me a reminder.
No, go ahead. Like,
one time when we were, like, 12, the hobby store that we played at would let us stay past hours after they've locked up. All you had to do was lock the door on the way out. We played like a 2v2 with my other buddies, and we were there till like midnight, just downtown in this hobby store. And then when all the lights turned off, we just made it night fighting. Anyways, that's just a nice memory.
Wow, that is epic. Yeah. To be fair, I mean, I'll say like, yeah, having it to do it in your school would be like pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I'd be pretty freaking down for that.
Yeah. I mean, there's like people still run chess clubs, so surely that they've already got an ample audience to expand into, if you know what I mean. We could do chess.
What is Warhammer 40K or AOS or whatever if not chess with extra steps? Like, surely. Yeah.
The school budget going towards that, my life is complete.
Shout out to your first game of something also not being introduced to you by a miserable human being. that's a story for a more negative time.
I still remember my first ever game is, I, you know, like you can go to the Warhammer shop and they'll teach you. I went when I was I think I might have been like 10 years old, and I do remember it was like Battle of McCrag just come out. And we had models from that, and I don't remember like doing well or anything or understanding even what was going on, but I still remember like walking away from the shop and I had like my first codex, and I used to read it for like absolutely hours because I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I don't even know who I paid. I worked it out. Like, I might have painted my guys as silver skulls, silver skulls. Just by accident, as in terms of like, I just thought they looked cool and I didn't know anything more. But I still like, and me and my friend, we were both playing with, like, again, this is before Primaris, so our Space Marines are like retro now. And I was really proud because I had like the Company Heroes box. You know, if remembers the old Company Hero box, and you're like the champion with like the sword and the shield, and I was like, man, this is cool. Nice. I don't know where they went though, unfortunately, those models, but very, very cool if people get to, especially I think some of the viewers, unfortunately, some of you, I think I found out like some of you, which is crazy, they wouldn't have been born like, by the time like we've probably played our first game.
Yeah.
And now they have, which is hilariously embarrassing. Do you want to do the next one?
I got to take this next one. I read through it, and boy, this man got me excited. Also, the name Borborgimus Rumble Snort.
Wow,
that's just fun name to say.
Mm.
Back in 2017, I stumbled across Roleplay Dark Heresy on YouTube. Although it had been to Warhammer prior due to the Dawn of War series. This got me wanted to play, so I jumped on an LFG Discord and applied for a 1E game. Been hanging out with the same group of players ever since. Currently, we're on Death Watch, and I'm playing an Iron Hands Tech Marine.
Yeah. And
Galeth, in reference to the Worker of Secrets, shout out to the Madhouse. My Infinity Blade reference in 2025.
Wow. That's a blessing. That's a blessing right there.
I will never forgive Epic Holy Games cow. For annihilating that game and then putting the Infinity Blade as a Fortnite's Easter egg for like one match. I must visit Epic headquarters.
Iron Hands.
What an epic game that was! Holy cow!
Is that the we should? I wonder if I got to say that if we do like one of the RPG ones on Lore Crimes, that would be unhinged. Let's just say I would so down to give that a go. Like we do a campaign or something. That'd be really fun. I'll say for you guys though, like, is that? Actually, I found it, Andy. That you're. Were you into Warhammer when you were like a kid as well, or did you?
Well, later. The trouble I had was I lived on an island, so like I only had access to like the starter box of Ultramarines. I didn't know there was books. I didn't know there was a tabletop game. I thought you just like collected the armies and displayed them because I didn't like we didn't have codexes you could buy or any of that kind of stuff. Unlike Henry, who grew up in Jersey and they had an actual stock of decks. I hate him. But no, like it was only when I got like older, then I was like, wait, there's books, and yet you can go pew pew there's with more. The soldiers. There's more, and then I learned,
And then he made a career.
What a baller!
Hell yeah!
What a baller indeed!
Do we do the next one there, Colin?
Yes, sir. And funny random name. All right, real. honestly, Lore Crimes, and ironically enough, Colan and his not so great pancreas. Ooh. Just listening to some hilariously hot takes in Lore Crimes, but helps with my anxiety and mental state. Glad to
give you some man. To go
through, Chief.
Yeah, very cool.
About to say, yeah. I mean, for I would say like a lot of people who are, I've had it through talking to other YouTubers as well. Like a lot of people who generally are in the community either have. Obviously had an experience. I mean, who hasn't, to be fair? You know, was it, what do they call it now? Just a little was it mental ill or something? A little crisis, as they say. Either I've been like, obviously for people who are also not in, is in the same vein, but as in people who are neurodivergent as well, being in Warhammer communities or just getting into Warhammer just is like a sort of thing that helps bring a lot of people either out of their shell or brings them into comfort. I think because I think even between my experience of like, I went from someone who I think I was the only person who was into Warhammer to then I've now slowly corrupted like a bunch more people to the point in which I'm like five or six people in. And I've also taught a few games to other people, like new guys as well. And I said, like, even people who like you think are shy, but like once we, you know, it's that thing, like once you're doing something, it's like you're not like, you know, you're not face to face talking to someone, you're actually like doing an activity. Calm down, Eli. so you know, as in, like, it can often bring. So, I guess for the younger guys in the audience, though, it can really, if you haven't had like a go on the tabletop, it's one of those things where it will like bring out your confidence more because you kind of you will go have to go out, you know, put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You've got to meet up with people, you have to establish, in some way. Like, I mean, not really, it's not a crazy big thing, but you know, like, it. Playing the game makes you bring out like in some version of yourself, you know, the better version of you that was more talkative. And again, nothing wrong with, you know, having fun, playing, showing off all your painted models, all that good stuff. Man, I'm waffling a lot. Sorry. For someone who's, I've taught Warhammer a few times to new people, and it's really, I've enjoyed the fact that I've seen people who perceive them as shy. They've actually not been shy at all when they're doing something like Warhammer because you're rolling dice, you're concentrating, you're playing a game. So absolutely, guys. I hope everyone else gets to have that fun experience with other people as well.
Yeah.
There's one more, I think, for Colin, if you want to take that one.
Sure. Cerebr. CF Discord tag. Hell yeah, brother, for democracy. So for me, it's a bit personal, but I suppose I still remember the day I finished painting my first model as a Qatari Ranger. The realization that I created this thing that was mine and that I could see and enjoy every single day, that I was capable of doing it again and getting even better. That moment has been the most positive by far. That is a nice little moment. And I have to give you props because if the first model I ever painted was AdMech anything, I would have quit the hobby. That is quite impressive to start with.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cute. I think that's cute, though. That's really sweet. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the first model you guys painted?
An Eldar Viper. A Beeltan Eldar Viper.
I forget because I got two like of those. Do you remember those old kits that had like three push fit models and then six paints in it?
Yeah.
I got the Space Marine Primaris one and a Stormcast one at the same time, and I kind of painted them like in like at the same time. Cool. I don't remember which of the two kits I started with.
Six so. Paints. Luxury. Again, broken record here. I had the free paints Ultramarine starter box where they're all there and they're all in the same pose, and it's blue, yellow, and I think green for the base.
Wow. Green.
Nice. Green bases.
The green bases are so awesome.
Goblin green. Christ, that's
all goblin green on my mantelpiece. All 12 of the same Space Marine Ultramarine color styles.
I do like that. He says, he said, the realization that I created this thing and that it was mine and that I could see and I can enjoy this every single day, and I was capable of doing it again and getting even better.
Yeah,
man, that's really, I like that.
That's nice.
I must admit, one thing I do want to do on probably my second channel is be like, oh, now I'm an adult. I can like afford the paints, afford all the accessories. But like, it's been about 20 years since I've actually like gotten all the materials together and like made a mini, like a properly done mini. And I haven't done that in 20 years. I'm like, I wonder how good I could make it with my lack of skill, but like abundance of resources comparatively to back in the day when it's like, well, you have to paint them blue because that's the only color you have. I'm looking forward to that when I have time. I'll do that. I'll get back into the painting and it'll be fun.
There is something about like, because my friend said he finally finished like painting wise his first army, as in like he's had Warhammer for many, many years, but painting wasn't really his thing, and he finally finished it for a little like mini, you know, between friends tournament. And he said he felt quite emotional because it was like an accumulation of all that, like, you know, effort, work, and then as it's all like a whole, if an army's finished and it stands together and it's yours, it does feel really, really good.
It's quite special.
Yeah. How many armies do you have, Eli?
Next question, please. I have Necrons, Tau, Eldar, Slaanesh, Alpha Legion,
and lots of other Lord of the Rings as well.
I guess I have like a lot of general chaos stuff. We're not counting Lord of the Rings. We're not counting Lord of the Rings. I guess like five.
Five armies, Christ.
They're not all painted. Five-ish. The Necrons are fully painted, Alpha Legion's painted, and Bruce Tillip Trillion are like quarter painted, not gonna lie.
That's not bad. So before we go to the next set,
there are a few armies.
there's a few thousand pounds in there.
Don't worry about it.
Before we get to the next
dollars, set, though, dollars, Al.
We do have some, I think we have a few donations to go through, just we as do.
I'll start us off. Pancreas Cecilius Clownus. Stream late due to goon hailing to the fall of the Eldar.
Oh my God, I know what you meant.
Words. Another one.
Donkey Man USA. The actual regular. $5. Thanks, man. Stream late because Hal is gooning on the astral plane.
Wow.
Murder your loved ones at a blood sport. I did promise that.
Is they posted 2 years as well. Days.
You'll have a busy weekend. Thank you for the 2 years.
For those who don't know, Colin put a comment straight after Hal did the like, hey, put your like favorite moments here. And he was like, if you put paragraphs and an essay, I will just murder you all. And it had like 15 elf emojis. And I was like, wow. That's a lot of emojis. Want this one, Eli?
Sure. Tiberos the Colorblind Awakening for the $2. Eating a chocolate muffin right now to flex on Colin. Heart.
Wow. See, no, the flex is not eating the food. I can have whatever I want because I have an insulin pump. Now, the flex on whether it digests properly, that could be a different question because, brother, the war is going to rage later. I feel a storm is on the horizon.
Hashtag the bowl test. Benadryl for $5. The first
Benadryl
time...
allergy infant.
Yeah, the first time hell I went to a hobby store to buy a mini, I heard one of the tabletop players say, he's pulling his pants down in front of a kid. Wow.
What is the Smash Bros. tournament?
Jeez.
Dude, you should definitely mix Sprite and liquid Benadryl. Don't do that.
Bucket of steel cable for $6.99 wow. Canadian. Colin, if you had the opportunity to smash slash be smashed by Marathi, but you also had to smash a Tyranid at the same time, which Tyranid would you pick?
I'd probably cheat and pick a Gene Stealer.
Wow.
Wow.
Which stage?
Hashtag mommy makers.
I mean, ideally one of the ones that like is indistinguishable from people. But you know, standards can be loosened for that dark elf.
He's not going for that Lictor.
That Lictor,
I barely know her.
Jeez.
Oh dear. Oh,
there it is. Yeah. There it is, folks.
Mm.
Colin,
this is Rayleigh with the $2 coming to my food for the extra protein. Thoughts? I mean, it came out of you, so like I'm pretty sure it's a zero sum gain.
True. There's an influencer who went crazy and was drinking semen.
See, now if it's someone else's, then that is nothing but protein, baby.
I don't remember. Tell me, chat, whose name that was. He took mushrooms and went crazy. But anyways,
I'll just quote Bear Grylls: "Adapt, improvise, overcome."
Yes, sir.
Get it? It is. Tommy's over the salad.
Don't forget, if you're going to do that, you should. I looked up a picture of this. I hate my life.
What did you type in?
You should read the book Semenology. It's all about making cocktails. You won't believe what the secret ingredient is.
Splendid. Splendid indeed.
He's smartened with the fiber. Oh, no.
Sorry. Call it. Go ahead.
This is my first time catching a stream. You guys are awesome. Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Colin, your videos particularly are awesome. Thank you. Long live Halo and Warhammer and other random settings I decide to do in the moment. Don't forget.
Big Halo mention. Big Halo mention.
Glory to Yap Yap the Destroyer.
Yeah. Now known as the flagship of Helldivers 2.
Connor Murphy, that's the guy. I even heard of him.
Ah, yeah, there he is. Donkey Man USA, thank you for the $5. I finally finished the Great Horned Omnissiah. Pics in the Discord. Time to paint the lion. Wow. Nice. I'm gonna go.
I need to look that up.
I am off to look.
If people wish to go check and see more of our, we have like loads of different things in Discord for models, music, gaming. FUD, which is for food.
FUD.
Food.
And gelt maxing. We have a gelt maxing thing where it's just about Balthazar.
Document USA, can you just send it again in the Discord? There's a lot of stuff going on in here.
But while it's you have beautiful. A look, Rayleigh for $5, I'm a cheat and put a positive thing here. I don't hate any faction. Every faction is cool in their own way, and I have considered buying them into all of them.
Real. Nice. Good man. Wow.
That is very positive. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the comment.
It is very positive.
It was the same guy. Eric the Great. Hey, gang. This is my first live stream. Just want to thank you all for getting me into Warhammer. We got you into Warhammer? Oh, that's crazy. That's unhealthy. Really and especially Colin for helping my many shifts at work go better. I've watched all your videos like twice.
Dang. Nice. Thank you very much. $10. Nice words.
$10 reduced.
Appreciated.
Kelly Dan, thank you for the $2 European dollars. Remember, don't do Dublin, do anywhere else, grippers. Next time.
We already did it.
Thank you.
Discord regular here. Do you want this one, Colin?
Chaotic Neum with the $10 New Zealand dollars. Neum. Thank you.
This is who makes Colin pregnant art, right?
Yeah, there's been quite a few from them.
We love
the fact that I can be a silly goober and also as grimdark as I want in the same paragraph. Also, morning, everyone. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm sorry your time zone is wrong, but I do thank you for the sentiment. Printing fumes hitting hard, and Colleen has another picture in the Discord. Oh,
huge! Hooray! Huge. Thank you. Good old printing fumes.
We love to see it.
Dracon Schlong, thank you for the $5. Eli, have you been partaking in International Chess Day, also known as Monday? I did actually do chess today. But it's not Monday today, actually. Sorry. So I guess not.
Task failed successfully. Knight of Orange for $5. Read the Natural Harvest Cookbook. It really puts the gene seed in cooking.
Wow. Yikes. Caleb Collins. Good to see you again, Caleb. $199. Elf Simp is truly the nerd of many franchises.
Oh, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, no.
Bruh.
What?
What do you think? I found the art.
Oh yeah, I was distracted by the Great Horned Omnissiah. I gotta go look at the art now.
That being said, though, we'll have the next grouping. I think I'll just grab my first one here, which is the first one is by Raw666, who's a regular on Lore Crimes. My most positive Warhammer experience had honestly been my first time watching lore videos. I never cared about Warhammer if not for people making this honestly mess of a setting, if it was not due to the amazing storytellers. I would never have even given 40K a look if not for the Templin Institute, Black Pants Legion RPG game, and Brookie talking with such passion about the setting in a story. Or keep up without you four, Arthur Bones, and Crack Duck's lore videos. Thank you, man. And wouldn't know Warhammer Fantasy, which has become my favorite setting, without Pancreas No Work and his comedic lore videos. I know it's sappy, but honestly, you guys telling your stories to make me try this setting are fonder than anything GW actually releases. Wow. For it brings joy in the dark and made me try to hold back chaos for Karl Franz and the Emperor. In brackets, not the Imperium, never the Imperium. My rogue trader will always make new empires to make a government worth fighting in 40K. Mm. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I say that because getting in, I think the heavy lifting of getting people into fantasy might have been Total War, but as in the explosion kind of after that, I got into 40K again as like an adult just by watching lore videos. So there's kind of, I imagine for most people that might have been there. And like, again, it's like, how do you enter the franchise if you don't, you probably see the shot, but I mean, how else do you get into it other than, I guess, something on the internet, really? I think for a lot of people it might be Bricky or Wes Hammer, isn't it, in this current timeline of things as well. Yeah. Colin particularly is holding the fantasy somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. People holding fantasy together.
I will hold the spear line.
I say, did you guys, who was like the first lore guys you watched?
It was probably One Mind Syndicate because they were huge like 10 years ago.
I think it was probably Major Kill.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there for the first people I watched too.
I weirdly remember when he didn't do lore videos, and then I remember, as in, like, I think I saw him do like his first few ever. But obviously, he sounded very different because he was younger than me still, but he's much, much younger. So I was like, holy hell. Luton, obviously.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's probably the first one I watched. But also, it was interesting that, like, as I got back into the setting and getting back, like, brushing up on the lore, like, you guys had already been at it about a year before I started. So I was just like, who's this guy? Who's this fella? Oh, this guy does long videos. Bloody hell. Oh, they're getting longer. What's going on here?
Yeah. You see the length of my video.
but then the nice thing is also, like, I remember when, like, we were now, like, kind of entrenched in the kind of lore zeitgeist, and then we also got to saw, like, Arthur Bones or Crack Duck or Chrono the Harlequin, like, see them starting off with like 1,000 subs and then 10, and then they were like shooting off into the stratosphere, and I was just like, keep going, lads, keep going. It's good. I felt like a proud dad.
I am always very impressed when someone's able to in some way, like, they translate it through their own personality into, like, what Colin does through his method, even though, like, for me, like, I often,
call it yapping, Hal.
Yeah. Professional yapper. Well, I've always, like, my favorite lore channel, even to this day, it has always been Vaarti videos, like Dark Souls stuff. And I've always liked it when, as in, like, not as in, like, I always appreciate it when it's done through someone else's, like, lens. But often I've been like, I need to know what's happening and I want to be in the universe. So that's why I never thought to be, like, personality driven. I was more like, I kind of just want to, get to the good bit. Because there's so much fluff in Warhammer. And I was always like, just get the good bit. Or I had the problem of, like, I liked who was it, a character? I liked Mephisto and Ahriman, like way back in the day, obviously, because they're powerful as hell. But and then trying to find out like what thing they're in was like really annoying in terms of, like, he was technically in this thing and he's like a side character in that thing. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, but so he was like, he's also in this thing, but I didn't know I had to go read that before reading the second, you know, there's a whole thing of like the, like one of the Mephisto books. Like, I didn't know I had to read another, like the Ahriman book, and I had to read another book that's not his book to understand the context of reading the next book. So I was like, oh, it's kind of how my thing started. Yeah. But yeah, man, I do. What was the original thing? I'll just do the move on to the next one here, which was actually the shortest one, which is by Soulful Volkanarch. My positive Warhammer experience is when I won my first game of 40k. I was ultra Smurfs, and they were dirty knife ears.
Wow.
I think
doing the Emperor's work.
I chose that one because it splits Colin's favorite things down the middle, and it's like, oh, elves or ultramarines. Oh, who's in the right? Who's
in the knife ears? Crazy comment. Man, I say, yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember like my first game, like properly or anything like that. But you know, I would say, even if, as much as people do complain about 10th edition for old Warhammer fans, I promise you, teaching someone new in 10th edition is probably so much easier than it has been before, just because there's not as much to memorize slash. The barrier to entry is much better for Warhammer these days. Hopefully, I would like some changes, obviously, but
I pray one day GW discovers the magic of keeping multiple editions in print. You can have your cake and eat it that way. Yeah. You have 10th edition for like an intro, and then other editions for, I don't know, more in depth. We're getting too negative.
Put a smile back on your face.
All I'm saying is, it would be really good value for money if they put all their current codexes on their Warhammer Vault as part of the Warhammer Plus subscription. Like, oh, you don't have to buy this clunky book, you can just go on the Vault and you can read it. That'd be cool. And you could have all the old editions there too. Go on, GW, I dare you. A double dog dare you. Do it. You'll get more subscriptions.
Oh, they will one day, I'm sure. My next one is by Pancreas Apologist. This has a
paradigm. Hell yeah.
Wow. Although, to be fair, this one is a Horus Heresy thing, which is hilarious because it's not a question for you, Colin. Don't worry. It says, I feel very moved by the flight of the Eisenstein, Garrow finding the will to live and strength to defeat the Lord of Flies, whilst at the same time tragically losing himself to fanaticism is so peak. He also picks up a effing moon rock, screams like Titus, and bashes in a demon's head. So
he's a baller.
That is pretty nuts.
That's why James Swallow is one of my favorite authors in the setting. He's like, he does some good stuff. And everyone's like, they just forget James Swallow. He's like, no, he's good. He does good. Yeah. He did Garrow. It's good. Oh.
No, am I still there? Can people hear me? My camera lost connection. Hold on.
Oh, his camera was offended by his mustache and went, no, I will not be. I will not view it any longer.
Getting mustache slander.
Unbelievable.
There he is. There he is. Weird.
Between the boys here, what was your, if you had to bring it down to like one or two favorite lore moments, what would you pick? Not like the coolest or anything, but in like kind of like you would, if someone asked you like what was one that was defining of what like your favorite Warhammer experience in some way. It's hard to simmer down to one, but I would probably think to, oh God, I have to think now actually. Or is it going to be a Horus thing, isn't it?
I did really like the God Blight ending. Like, again, like I, the whole thing of like, it really cemented Gilliman's return as like a cool thing. And then you have a bit of the Emperor actually doing some damage to Chaos. You have a cool moment where Mortarion looks like a bitch. Like, yeah, it was all around a good book. Way to end that trilogy of books. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
I mean, there's so many... I can't, like, in terms of, I always think of, it's not like the best books in the setting, but anytime Mephiston has like a fight scene, his ones are just always a bit nuts, because there's ones where it's like he's literally like a raging inferno of like black fire, or again, like he just freezes time and does like when just like ponders like dead cultist brain in front of him. He's like, I could put this back together. I mean, it'll probably be, I really, weirdly enough, like it's on like, it's not like a big thing, like story. It's from the book Shattered Legions. It's the Iron Hands, like one of their short story ones. And it's the one which is like called, Andy will know, it's one of the Deeds Endure, which is like, it's a very small story, but essentially it boils down to like some Iron Hands and salamanders like attacking a world eater, recruiting world during the Horus Heresy, whatever. And the salamanders are like, there's only like, I think less than a dozen of them, but there's like at least over 50 Iron Hands. So the, even though the salamander guy outranks the Iron Hand or whatever, but the Iron Hand guy is like, it's pointless to attack, you know, we're all going to die, whatever. And, you know, going on about, you know, flesh is weak, all that good stuff. And then the salamander guy corrects him and he says, you're only saying half of the message. And he said, like, the first time Ferris, the first time Ferris Manus said it, he was with Vulcan. And the whole point is Ferris said, the flesh is weak. And then Vulcan put in, but deeds endure. And the whole point of the story, like, the salamander guy basically reams out the Iron Hands guy by saying, yeah, your flesh is weak. That's the whole point. You'll age, you'll die, you'll get sick or whatever. Things will happen to you, but it matters what you do in this life. And that's why we, and then they basically, they don, there's a funny part, they go jump on their ship to like arrest the salamanders to force them doing something. And then the salamander's like, oh, you've arrived on my ship. And they're all kitted out in the Saturnine, like dreadnought, like in a Terminator plate. And they're like, and he says, Vulcan gave me these artifacts to guard with my life, but we're going to use them. We're going to attack these world eaters, because even though we might fail, we'll probably die, it's worth doing these things to like basically for the greater wholeness of humanity. Like it's like, even like, you know, I'll, again, the flesh is weak, but our, what we do matters. And just, you know, like how, the salamanders go in, and then the Iron Hand, like the salamanders are like they're kind of starting to lose. And then the Iron Hand guy finally is like, just like they literally like they drop pod in their whole force, and they're like, you know, he's literally like, yes, deeds endure, and they just go, they die together. Well, they don't like actually die.
The salamanders were like, actually, and that's how they.
It was not like, it's a very small, like it's not the craziest scene. I'm sure there's like way more emotionally heavy things in Warhammer, or like better scenes, or whatever. But it's one I always liked because it's just it's like poignant. It's very it's like mildly important. In this thing where like it's not a big Primarch story or crazy other things necessarily, it's just, hey, sometimes you do stuff because it matters, you know. And I like that.
It's pretty nice.
You guys have any lore moments then?
Yeah, I think as a kid, at least like when I was a beginning Warhammer, I think the coolest stuff for me was just when the Alpha Legions did anything. I was a huge Alpha Legion glazer as a kid. Legion was like the coolest book ever. No, actually, no, that's wrong. The coolest lore moment was when Shazlak Case took W after W in the book Fire Warrior. That was kind of the first like favorite book of mine as a kid. Everything Case does in that book was like the coolest thing ever to me.
Ah, yes. Fire Warrior, the Halo Killer. Oh, yes.
Indeed. Well. Little do we know the gunshot was coming from inside the house.
Yeah. The only thing that can kill Halo is Halo, my friend.
What would be
what would you say, Andy? Try it. Give Colin some time.
I don't know. Well, one thing I will say is you mentioned Mephiston. You just reminded me of, again, a James Swallow book with the Blood Angels Omnibus. There's the bit where the Blood Angels are fighting each other because Rathan's biological brother, who's also a blood angel, Arkio, is all like Sinch possessed, and he's like almost like a reincarnation of Sanguinius. He's got wings and everything. And there's one point where Mephiston's just like, "Can you hurry up and kill your brother so that we can stop like fighting each other?" Because there's also word bearers that are now shooting at us while we're trying to pick each other off. And then he goes through like the second Black Rage, and then Rathan gets the spear of Telesto, the spear that Sanguinius uses, and he just kind of it unleashes a bunch of light, which kills anything that's not a blood angel. So the word bearers are all like, ah, and they disintegrate. And then Mephiston's like, oh, again? I got the rage again? Oh, that's annoying. But then they're like, oh, you killed your brother, yeah? Cool. And then everything went back to normal.
Nice.
Nice.
Fun book.
It's a very, like, general one, but it's just, when I always think back to it, because I was reading it when I was working at my church in the just in the parking lot, like after a shift before I left. It was just like, you know, you do the traditional, I don't know what's going on, to the wiki I go for the 3-hour endless dive that only gives me more proper nouns I don't understand. The first thing I clicked on was the article it had for the end times. And endless complaining about it as deserved. But when you know nothing about the setting or what the end times entails beyond, you know, the general implication of the words end times, sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it's not really a proper moment. It's over, like, just describing all of it. But I don't know. I always think that back to that is like the first, like, early little, you know, that was the worm baiting the hook.
That is cool.
I will do a
and
last.
Colin was the proverbial trout.
Yeah.
I'll do a last shout out though to I am always having fun when I've read them all now, which is sad in some way, but I've always had fun reading a Caiaphas Cain book.
Yeah.
You know, I've always, it's just, it doesn't take itself too seriously. It's not trying to be the best thing on the menu necessarily, but it's just filled with fantastically good, you know, funny character moments that, you know, again, full of good old Warhammer ridiculousness. And it's nice to see it from perspective of a character like, geez, this universe is fucked up. You know, I get annoyed when
you would think after the 20th time they're describing the way a character smells, it would get old. It doesn't. Yeah. It never gets old. It never stops being funny.
It's always funny, those books.
Everyone loves Blackadder in Warhammer. It's just a good combination.
Mm. Also, Horus Heresy has many points, you know, brought a manly tear to a man's eye, you know, because it's just damn sad, man, the whole thing. It's like in like a beautiful way. And I'm, even much as like people are like, oh, it goes on forever, it's a nice thing about Warhammer. Like, it doesn't really end, I think, which is like a kind of a good thing. There's a lot of other things you can watch, or like, you know, and then basically there's no more of it. Whereas like Warhammer is that, but it's not overstaying its welcome in some sense. So.
Except for the new Istvan book. Was like, do we need another Istvan book? Come on.
No, but you don't think you have to read it. You don't have to.
No, I do. I'm a lore channel. I have to.
Yeah, I know. Andy, would you like to read the next one, which is by Zach Hiller?
The next one is from Zach Hiller. Seeing the amount of money that was raised for Arthur Bones' recent GoFundMe after his house tragically caught fire, the 40K community always rises to a challenge, and they more than showed it for the one and only Mr. Bones. We love Arthur Bones.
Seeing that was, you know, generally kind of heartwarming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you everyone who did also help with that. People did it from our community, and as well as the wider Warhammer stuff. You know, I think he's obviously he doesn't have to necessarily, but I think he's probably said already, but it's like, he's obviously massively grateful. As well for people, you know, again, like sometimes real bad shit or like, you know, really annoying shit can happen. So, you know, what an absolute win. Really lovely. Speaking of donations though, so we should do the next round before about the right amount of time.
So you wanted to do the donations before we did the next one, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. So first one from Spartan. My best memory of Warhammer is painting the new Logan Grimnar model. It took me three days while watching Lord of the Rings Extended Edition. Barathee mommy step on me. What a way to give Eli some whiplash there.
There was a second one following that up.
Thank you for $5, man.
Next one here.
William Knight, $4.99. Colin saw a planet of goth baddies get destroyed and was rooting for the robots. Andy has the best facial hair, by the way. U.S.
Glory to the Confederacy of Independent Systems.
Liberty. I don't know even what that is. Roller coaster, money, card, present, firecracker, down chart, up chart. Jesus.
Look at this graph.
What is this? Oh,
interesting.
I just was sculpted bit.
The multi-arms interchange. General Grievous?
No.
You deranged gaggle of wonderful people are always a joy to hear from, and your videos / streams are hilarious. You're the inspiration that has made me consider actually starting a lore channel of my own.
Nice. Yeah, give it a go.
Thank you for the 10 very much.
Thank you for the 10 euros.
Mm. I say inspired by us is like a crazy, you know, is he already screwed?
Caleb Collins, thank you for the 2. When Star Wars or SAO simps fave, wow. Pub quiz. When is the Star Wars or SAO pub quiz?
Glory to the CIS.
I was going to say Star Wars in general, I think would be too vague. It would have to be like, yeah, like Jedi thing, Old Republic, Sith, Clankers,
Clone Troopers. General Grievous quiz and you will like it.
Sword Art Online, are they still making that? Or has that finally died?
Probably not.
I don't know, dude. I think they are still making it.
God, my word.
Wild. Colto, so dude, 50. Eli, go ahead.
I think with 10. I will always remember my intro games taught by the local World Eaters player in 9th. I may not have won any of those 5 games, but I still incredibly enjoyed watching my Guardsmen get torn to pieces. Awesome. Quite like 9th.
The gleeful slaughter.
This is before 10. The... Oh no, but the end of 9th, wasn't it? That the new World Eaters dropped, isn't it? Mm.
Glass Laughter for 10. Something Warhammer has done for me is inspiring me to write books. Hey. Currently written 2 about a giant with an evil axe seeking revenge against a dragon who used to be his friend. There will be more.
I thought for a second he wrote a book about a giant evil axe. like that would be hilarious.
It sounds like Warhammer
from the perspective of an axe. So.
All I made connections was when I heard a giant and then a friend. I was just thinking Yorm from Dark Souls 3, Siegmeier. What's friends? Giant axe.
R.I.P. Siegmeier. Persuasive wink for $19, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Lore Crimes crew is the reason I picked up AOS recently.
Huge. I've
been playing consistently over the past half year. Thank you for getting me to join the community, you beautiful bastard. We should do more AOS.
Another Sigmarillion dollars.
Is that playing Spearhead, brother? I hope so. I'm about to pick up. Me and my friend's going to do Spearhead soon, so we're really gassed.
And Colin, would you like this last one for now?
Sure. Parker Summerlin, thank you for the $5. Currently in Ireland right now. I'm enjoying it right now. Might live here. Nice.
Ooh, it is nice. I like Ireland. I thought it was pretty good.
Mm. Yeah. From the people that wouldn't let Eli have a drink because he's got big muscles. How dare they?
Funny.
I guess I got a couple more to get through on the Discord. Iced Cubester. My most positive experience is originally finding Pancreas No Work when searching for Warhammer content after reading every wiki I could find. Haha. The first video I saw was Why Ogres Are the Best Warhammer Race to Live As.
Yes.
And I was sold completely on it. I suffer with severe chronic health issues, so a channel where it's basically a buddy ranting and not a bookish dictation was amazing. Been watching every video since and was so happy to find Lore Crimes. Lol. No idea how I missed it for 6 months. Basically, Colin's the best, but thank all you guys for what you do and the humor and levity you do with it. Kiss, 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 kiss. Shalaxi's wettest gripper.
Oh, thank you very much.
There it is.
And best of luck with the ongoing health issues as well, man. Hope it's looking up, man.
Hopefully our puerile humor will be a balm that helps.
I say that's crazy. Like, it's funny, like, some people who, like, they... Like, if we're their first, like, line of where they meet Warhammer, I do think that's crazily unhealthy because it's just going to get so stupid. Oh, man.
I don't mind.
God, that's crazy, though. Should we do next one as well, then?
Is this one more for me?
Yes.
This one's from Glass Laughter. My favorite moment in the game was when I was late for a game against a notable community member. In brackets, the nails are biting. In more brackets, there is your hint. Even though I was late, he got food for me and himself, and I learned a lot in that game. I only lost by 10 or 13 points. 83 to a 98 point game.
Oh, Jesus,
man, no nails points. Are biting.
That's quite... That's quite a lot of points scored in that game. Holy hell. That's quite
good. But my closest game was still against Doge Hammer. I think it was like 40 to 42. And the only reason I won, I had the 42, was because I put like three jet bikes on a corner objective he had no hope of reaching and just had them sit there the entire game. It was the scummiest victory ever. But also, I won.
Yeah,
I've won by one, like once or twice before. Although the game I thought like I was going to lose was when I was playing early 10th and I was playing just Iron Hands, and my friend was playing Necrons. And if you know anything about Necrons in 10th edition, it's been
pretty good.
It's been painful, I would say that. And I squeaked out. I had one model left on the board and I squeaked out the win. Wow. And he still had like half his army left. RIP Space Marines. But that was an incredibly fun game, and I'm surprised I even won that.
I also need to give a shout out to the previous game where I forgot that Wraithguard count as two for troop transport capability. So I loaded up 10 Wraithblade in a single transport, and then I still lost.
Tragic.
That man brought a company. There were no vehicles. a company.
Eli, would you like to take over for the next one? It is by Diamond Clone. You see that?
Here you go. We'll open our thing on the Discord. Actually, I was just
enjoying it. Are you?
Yeah. I'm Clone. My moment is my brother getting me into Warhammer and teaching me and helping me build my first models a few years ago. It was unfortunately Tau. Nah, don't say that. It was fortunately Tau. Then he stopped playing Warhammer, but he just got back into it again with a new army, so I'm excited to play him as not a noob on maybe equal footing. That's awesome.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I think the ability to make it reconnect with particularly like friends or... because then like it forces you to like actually be in person for a lot of things, so... I say forcing, but as in, you know, like it makes, like, particularly for me, like it's kept friendships I've had for quite, I mean, God, maybe 20 years or maybe something like that. And then, nearly 20 years, something like that. And then it keeps them going. A lot of them, as in, like, because you see each other regularly because you're putting things in the diary and organizing to play with your little war dollies. So, you know, as they say. It's a good excuse to keep people connected, and even if someone doesn't have a lot of time for it, you can still, you know, it's just one day to go try and do something. You know, it's no pressure or anything like that. That's very nice. But say, does anyone play with people who they, or have they managed to get more of their friends involved in it since like they know that you guys are into it?
Kind of.
I've tried.
I don't know. My friends kind of got into it on their own volition, I feel like, honestly. As weird as that might be. But going to the next. Eonius. I think my most positive experience is with kit bashing. I love showing them off, and I find the creative process of figuring out how I can combine minis to create something new. I've got a couple of minis that are completely unique thanks to kit bashing. Nice. Images are of a small kit bash to add a sword and shield to a dreadnought, and my unique one. I think there's pictures down here with it.
That'll be on screen video people later. Make sure you go check that out.
Otherwise, the next thing that comes to mind is theorizing about the lore and creating what-if scenarios. It's just fun to engage with people about the hobby who love it as much as I do. The other day, I was discussing how I thought that Carl and Bile working together for some reason would result in space game lore. Nice. Returning to painting, I love watching painting / kit bashing videos as it's amazing to see what the community makes. Awesome.
Didn't you guys kit bash? You done a bit of that, Eli?
Little bit. Less so in recent years, but like I made a Demon Alpharius model. I made just like a regular Alpharius out of like a Primaris captain. I have a Gene Stealer hijacked Piranha. That is an ugly model, but I think it's fitting. It's pretty fun. Other than that, I remember when I decided I didn't want to play Space Wolves anymore and I wanted to play Emperor's Children, I took some Space Wolves and I put random Chaos stuff on them. Well, like I took a Thunder Wolf and I put like Mecha Tendrils on it and put another head on it. It looked very bad, but it was fun. And it had heart. It had heart.
Who's in our Discord who has the Skaven hybrid army?
Yeah, that's
Document USA document.
I mean, yeah,
people should go check out some of his stuff in there. Mm-hmm. In the Discord it's again, people can get joined.
Cool stuff.
Mm. I'll say for Andy though, who you only have like maybe a few models. What's your like dream army slash? There's no, you know, no barriers to entry, no budget necessary. What would you go for?
Just get a big old Titan. Just get like, yeah, where's your army? Plunk. Just get the biggest Titan you can get and just be like, right, it's got big, large panels, so it's easier to paint. And just be like, and just ruin everyone's day when I turn up to a game. Just be like, oh, yeah, clonk. I'm just going to shoot everything on the board at once and you're going to do no damage to me because I'm a Titan. And they're like, this guy sucks.
Average Knights player.
And I would definitely. I have considered getting some knights because it's like it's less models to field. Mm. It'll be easier to paint, and also I think knights are cool. And I could spoil people's day by bringing a knight army. They're like, oh, this guy, I hate him.
Colin, you ever done a bit of kit bashing, Colin, or is most of your Warhammer stuff is it straight up the original?
Most of it's just kind of assembled as is, but the little goober that's my channel profile picture is technically a kit bash because that's just a tactical squad sergeant, and you can't have two power fists on them.
Cool.
But says I thought who, it, said Colin.
I thought it was funny and looked cool, so I put them both on. One of them's from an assault marine kit.
Huh. Cool.
I've been a bit of a yapper this episode, but I was waiting for this one because I love kit bashing so much. It is so much fun. I'm not going to parade out all my models, like, but because again, even though this is a safe space tonight, this is probably also gonna bore the crap out of people. But I absolutely love doing that stuff. I've had I hadn't had any problems with like the normal GW models. Like, obviously, they're very, very good. I just like the fact of making models or like the look of things that I know no one else is kind of going to like direction wise, maybe won't go for. I feel like I'm hoping if we get to the future stuff with Lore Cryons, we get to make our own STL and other things. And I would love to do like more of like a Space Marine chapter. That's actually, I mean, you know, a bit more Islamic Golden Age or like, you know, around like different things you wouldn't see on, regular Space Marine, you know. Also, I've been losing my mind since playing Assassin's Creed Revelations years ago. Like, why is there not a Space Marine? Why is there not Ottoman Space Marines? Why is there not Ottoman Space Marines?
I saw your community post about that the other day. Actually,
I'm so like gassed about doing more different conversions. Like, I don't want to, like I said, like Greco-Roman or like Latin stuff. You know, it's been done.
I'd love to see Rajput Space Marines. That'd be cool. Like the discs they get to throw, but they're like power discs, and like whoosh, and just cut you in half.
I wasn't enjoying my like. I often with like kit bashing stuff, I just kind of find a cheaper way to make things. So I currently have a Grey Knights army. I say an army, it's only like a few things in it because it's so expensive in points. But they're all like I made them all Dark Angels. So I have the Sylvaneth Tree Lords as my little baby carriers instead, and I call it like Caliban Knights, which is all fun, and they're all like Dark Angels colors, and they've got like Celtic and Tartan robes and stuff. Again, I'm not going to show off all my things because it's that's too much. And the last one is like I wasn't as happy with my World Eaters stuff because they ruined World Eaters recently. Not being negative, it's like a whole new army to play. But
not being negative, he said negatively.
No, like they made the army like all the models I don't have got good, and all the models I do have have got very, very below average. So, you know, I'm not going to play them for a little while. But I thought of a way to make myself enjoy them again, which is I'm going to repaint them as like they're all Blood Angels Death Company. So, and then Death Company World Eaters. So, Death Eaters, I guess, which is Harry Potter. I don't know. But yeah, I do love a good kit bash. I've got, I don't actually have the Khan model, so I bought yesterday. I bought Lamartes, and he's going to be my pseudo Khan. So I've got some bits on those guys too, and I'm very excited just to paint that army up and maybe get more little, you know, Blood Angel trinkets on that. All good stuff. Great question though, and for the video watches later, we'll have those pictures up. Again, do join the Discord, particularly in the tabletop section, because I do check that out quite regularly. I do like seeing people's stuff in there. The Vermin Lord one is pretty good. Donkey Man USA, I'm seeing that conversion. That is pretty damn sexy. And I'm liking that.
Should I go to the next one?
Yeah.
We got two more.
Two more.
Yeah, Grail Mike, hashtag screw Aberash. I don't know who Aberash
is. This is an essay, though. Sorry.
Not sure if it's the most, but it's certainly one of the most positive Warhammer experiences. Has to be watching Mr. I Have No Pancreas and Must Have a Terrible Opinions video on Bretonnia. Surprising start, I know, but listen, I naturally watched that video and thought, hey, that doesn't seem very nice, seems rather slanderous. I love and respect horses, I'm sure the Bretonnia do too, and that maybe I should check around to see what else he has to say. A lot of videos later, I found Lore Crimes, which streams on a Friday night, the day I can stay up, as I never have anything Saturday. Nice. I enjoyed the streams, I got a shout out every now and then. The community interactions were on a whole fun and a good way to pass time. Now I'm here. I've read a vast majority of Bretonnia's lore and can confirm Cleonis's opinions on Bretonnia are vile slander. He should be sent to a certain island. I hope he always fights against Commander Magnus and maybe W make the elves in AOS, screw AOS, and fantasy, discounting the goats being what elves lore suck. His opinions overall suck, but to be positive, I'm happy where I'm at now. The Warhammer as a whole has been an enjoyable pastime. Before I go to church or study for school or debate how to fast I could fall into a pool if I strapped my brothers. How fast I could fall into a pool if I strapped my brothers to my back. Normal things, plus that Warhammer. I wouldn't be making funny little face snaps of the lads as I write this. Seems more like a general experience than one per se, but what are you going to do? Hashtag manly tier. Mandatory second Bretonnia reference. Wow, thank you, Mike. Felt a little emotional there in the first half, and then you just started insulting Colin, and it was that was very, very, very touching message. Very much appreciated that.
Definitely had the vibe of like
it is.
And another thing, and another thing, and just like, yeah.
It's funny when someone says your entire being has a correct, like incorrect opinions. It's
quite, I don't mean to be negative, but this last one isn't positive.
No, there is one last comment we did include just because someone
has validated my opinions, so I'm not going to complain. We got Stragan. I disagreed a lot with Dedalus Fierce and video on the Tau and how they've changed for the worse, mainly because a lot of his points are very subjective to him, and the topic of army construction is very much preference of the player. GW does provide rules for running that combined arms army that he loves. It's called the Auxiliary Cadre. Also, the reason that a lot of Tau players like running battle suit armies is because the Tau player base is made up of weebs. Of course, they're going to run the cool mech army they want. And yes, I did put in the pinned comment, there are rules to run it. That was not the whole point of the video. The video is also about how their lore sucks now and has been quite obliterated. So, you know.
But not, yeah. So, the only one negative, but to be fair, though. It's okay. It's about Tau, so no one
knows. Okay. Oh my gosh.
The irony of Hal playing as a Dark Angel when you're talking about the Tau and the recent lore. I'm like, I shudder whenever I remember War of Secrets. It causes me pain.
Sad book for every faction involved.
Again, staying positive, but whoever wrote that Flesh Terror novel, that is the only Warhammer book rated below 3 stars on Audible.
Wow.
Hilariously, because in Audible, they always overinflate the reviews. So it's that bad.
It's Chris Forrester.
I mean, if you ever think a book is bad, I think that's my example of a bad book. Sorry, bro, to the guy who wrote it. I don't understand what happened there. Like, I don't know if you were attacked whilst you were writing that novel. Again, we're staying positive. Hopefully the next one's better, man. Yeah, hopefully. My God, I'm trying really hard not to be negative.
positive note, you should read Elemental Council. It's good Tau lore. The first good Tau novel in like 5 years.
Yes.
I say that though, guys. Riffing off that, though, what would you guys recommend for people who what books or thing would you recommend to look at next for people listening?
I am once again here to tell you to read Gotrek and Felix. The Witch Hunter Omnibus is also pretty good, though, for some other fantasy stuff I've been reading. It's about Matthias Thulman, who is the closest you will get to a witch hunter / inquisitor with a functioning moral compass.
Nice.
He's even made the decision to not kill someone who came after him for vengeance.
Oh, crazy.
That's crazy.
That usually doesn't happen. Usually that gets you the stake in either setting.
Colin would also not recommend Horus Heresy.
No. I was being positive. Thankful books, Endless Joy, Funny Rat,
Kane.
Also real.
Always a Kane. Eli, what would you recommend to the people?
I mean, well, as I said, Elemental Council. You should read it. It's good Tau lore. Or read old Tau. Read any Tau book that wasn't written by Phil Kelly, and maybe you like the Tau. Because they're good books.
I like the Farsight books. I think they're alright.
Shush you.
I haven't read the new one, but the opening trilogy ones I kind of enjoyed. I thought
Farsight do stuff. That's all I'll say. I'll say that much.
The first one of his like first independent ones, I quite liked that one actually. Bit funny about the Mechanicus literally having a conveyor belt and putting them in Tau systems to use them as fuel. That was bizarre, really funny. But I still enjoyed that one quite a lot.
That one was okay.
Andy,
I've got two things I'd like to mention. One is read Lords of Silence. I don't know how Chris Raitt is able to both like make good Death Guard and White Scars books simultaneously. Even in the same book, like with Warhawk. But I also want to just mention, I got this recently. The only book William King did outside of the Ragnar series and Gotrek and Felix. An Eldar novel with a rogue trader on the front called Janus Dark. Not to be confused with Janus Drake, a different Janus. And I'm like, this is such a weird anomaly. And I'm going to read it soon. And it's going to be weird. And I'll let you know how it is. But I'm just like, what is this? A one-off that was supposed to be a series, which wasn't, and isn't a Ragnar Blackmane book or a Gotrek and Felix book. What is this? So I'll tell you how it is. It might be rubbish, but I'm not sure. Hopefully it'll be good.
To read it to find out.
Yeah, because no one else has. So I'm like, I'll do it. That'll be fun.
Andy has almost read all of the Warhammer. It's crazy. God.
I'm going to get to the Inquisitor Roth trilogy. Ever heard of that? No. Yeah, me neither. That's on the docket.
Is that the Horizon Wars?
You must read the part. You go first. I need to remember the funny man's name.
Oh, well, there's also the guy who's like, oh, I'm an Inquisitor who wears like a Harlequin jacket and I'm a cheeky chappy. There's like lots of weird like Inquisitor books which turn out to be trilogies. There's the one with Covenant. With the Horusian trilogy stuff, like Inquisitors have, like the one with like Inquisitor Roth is by one guy who wrote that trilogy and then never wrote anything ever again, and no one knows about the books. I'm like, I'm going on an adventure. I'm just like, I'm gonna figure out what this is about and if it's good. So that's where I'm at right now on my channel. Just the most obscure stuff I can find. I'm just delving into. So
I mean, it's not the most beginner friendly, but I always like the Eisenhorn books just because they're pretty it's the perfect tone of Warhammer stuff. Again, Dan Abnett kind of doesn't really miss. I wouldn't recommend for everybody necessarily all of the Horus Heresy and Siege of Terror stuff. I'll happily do those videos for you on my channel, just because there's a like with those particular with that particular 30k setting. Again, like a lot of it could be trimmed out, but the overall thing itself is amazing. If you again just do the opening trilogy, well, opening four books of the Horus Heresy, I'd even say, and that's pretty enjoyable read to listen to. Particularly, do finish the opening trilogy, because, like, if you read them as standalone, you like as a three, it's like watching only one movie in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. You kind of need to experience the whole thing. In terms of ones like just fun, I don't know if everyone has read. I think Andy might have, but like the Mephiston books kind of ones always are like weirdly fun slash just kind of good world building stuff. Dante is a very good stat. Like, if you're just reading one Warhammer book ever, I'd recommend just reading the book Dante, because it's a good standalone if you wanted it to be. I guess what's like my the one I had the most amount of fun reading. I don't know. I've read, it's not, I'm not flexing, but I've read so many now. It's almost just like which, like who? I mean, look at my, I need to look at my bloody channel for one second and see which videos I've done. It's like, you know, like you forget what videos you, who you've even like covered before. I might stick with Eisenhorn, to be fair. I think I might stick with Eisenhorn as, or actually, oh yeah, Night Lord trilogy is also very, very fun.
Can I briefly mention Lucas's book, Lucas the Trickster?
That is a fun
book. That's just a fun book.
Yep.
Which is like, you get some Drukhari, you get the most silly character in the Astartes setting, and even the guys in charge, the Wolf Lords, are having fist fights so that they don't have him in their company. And it's a good romp. It's a fun story.
It is a fun book. Lucas is awesome.
Oh, and I'd recommend basically anything. I've read all the Gotrek Age of Sigmar books randomly. It's like my little, it's like my guilty pleasure thing. I won't do Age of Sigmar on my channel, just because I'm too busy, unfortunately. But I enjoyed a good Gotrek, even though it doesn't have Felix in these ones. I just randomly like it because, again, I don't think it's not trying to be like, again, a trendsetter. It's just an interesting thing of, I know Gotrek's character, and then it has nice interlude. Like, he's different without Felix in these ones. Like, it's not the same dynamic, but I just enjoyed it. Again, fun. It's an interesting to see people who, like, in Age of Sigmar, they're like, who is this guy? Like, who's he thinking? And then they're like, oh, this guy.
He's him.
Yeah,
he's
like, it's fun being in these stories where, like, there's just, like, they're casually talking to the demigod, and it's just, and he's not like pretending to be one. So, there's quite a few of them now. So, this is like a little bit of a guilty pleasure for me.
I desperately want him to meet Teclis again.
Maybe, I don't know.
So Teclis can go back to dancing around his feet, even though he's a full blown god now. Like,
It's David Gaimer. So he's off. He was writing some of the fantasy ones anyway, so like, is it a lot of it is, I guess some other authors have a go at Gotrek as well, but
no, it's fun. I just want him to meet Teclis again. Come on.
Yeah,
I guess it was really fun.
It was fun.
For you guys who read the Age of Sigmar stuff, have any of you read the Hamilcar Bear Eater book? Is that any
he's
good?
He's a joy.
He's a joy, and I liked his animation on Warhammer TV, but like, he has a book, right? And I'm like, has anyone read that?
I'd say it's fun. It's like, it's not quite like, you know, quite Kane or Gotrek and Felix, but like it's I don't know.
He's like the Ant-Man of Age of Sigmar. Ant-Man.
That's tough. I get a similar amount of enjoyment out of that. And I went to look up the title, and instead I found Hamilcar Publications. I don't even know what I'm looking at here. We're gonna move on from that. Pardon me. He's got the Champion of the Gods and then three short stories, which I mean, they're like, I don't know. I said they're not quite up to it, but they are honestly like in the same like vein as Caiaphas Kane, Gotrek and Felix.
It's fun.
Once like I'm sure more will be out. Although so.
Yeah, I mean, the important thing with Warhammer is, like, there's often times when, like, it does try and make you cry, but other ones, like, it's like, I enjoy the ones that don't take themselves too seriously. Like, I guess my last recommendation, you know, I've been waffling for this episode, unfortunately, boys, but it's the Brutal Cunning, Uftak, who's the basically the main lead of this, like, weird, it's almost a new, like, a trilogy now of, like, these orc books, and it's just fun to see, like, an orc book where the him and his little Gretchens who, like, have this weird, like, communist uprising going between them, and then they have a squig called Princess who attacks people at the right time. He's got a Schnez Emma who is proper good at hurting people, and he's got rivalry with other, you know, big bosses, and then they fight other orcs, Mechanicus, Dark Eldar. In the most recent book, they accidentally invade Komorar, and it's not going well for either side. So I absolutely hilarious time in those books. Go read Brutal Cunning. Absolutely hilarious time.
Awesome.
I say, other than that, though, has anyone, anyone got any last bits of positivity to share for the gang? I will say, thank you guys. Last one I'll say is thank you, everyone who does watch all the time. Love you, War Criminals. It's been a very, very fun thing. Thank you to Andy, particularly, as well, who got the crew together. Thank you for Eli, who always absolutely, whenever it's his turn to helm an episode, the man puts in God's work. Eli never does a job half-assed. He's always puts in a massive amount of effort.
With whole ass.
The entire ass. Colin is just very naturally funny. You're a funny dude, man. And always just seems to bring, you know, a certain energy that I don't think I have left in me as an elderly bloke.
Wow.
Careful, you're still in your 20s.
And Andy's obviously such a very, very nice dude. Andy's a very, very good egg, and we don't deserve him. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Big love there.
To completely deconstruct that entire praise, I'd like to thank Cal for always bringing in the worst gameplay footage I've ever seen.
I don't mind, but
I enjoy that he puts the effort in. Although I can't talk when it comes to Total War because I can't get through the tutorial.
Wow.
Bruh.
But we love him anyway.
Bro, I told you, strategy games is all that's left for me in this world.
Truly.
As much as it may not be the best, it did bring me indescribable amounts of joy to see those four backwards failed dodges out of the Arab Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And you know what? I've been playing Night Rain recently. So if any of that footage ever got out, it would be over. So
I was about to say, I only play Space Marine 2 like every 2 months at this rate for like one day.
I haven't played it at all for a long time.
We might play it again, to be fair, once all these new updates like finally all go through, and then it's worth having another crack. That being said, though, thank you guys so much for listening, for watching, all the comments submitted, everything as well, all the donations.
We do have one last donation. Okay. Yes. This one's from Imagine Wagons. Very clever. It's a pun. Knights are the best, aside from maybe Nids. But I've kitbashed a paladin with big sword, and I'm currently painting the Armingers.
From this message, I'm going to assume you are a big fan of Pacific Rim. And you know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's respectable. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have a funny joke I thought the other time. Like, if I don't wrap up the episode, I wonder how long we'd keep going.
Probably a while.
Like, so I always wondered, would any of you guys actually be like, all right, end of the episode there? Or would we just actually just keep going for another half an hour?
Just like after like 4 hours, they just go done, and then I just end it straight away.
The 6-hour Lore Crimes podcast is never more than one hell absence away.
They're just like, why is he not wrapping it up? Just typing it. again, thank you, everyone. Again, we have merch stuff. We have Goin Bob, not official Games Workshop stuff. We have all your Discord, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening, for watching. Love you all. Be positive. You know, Warhammer is very fun. It's a good thing, an amazing thing. And thank you for giving us all weirdly new jobs. What a weird turn of events. And we'll catch you guys all in the next one then. Peace.
Bye. I love you.
Bye. Bye.